Leeches Road,
Brisbane's News Talk,
11:16,
4BC, and Tony Murphy.
13 13 32 is our telephone number, and we're about, of course, with the Jelly Bean Lady here in the studio, just about to meet a guest whom we've talked to before, Loretta, haven't we?
That's right. We talked to Peter. He was one of my early guests as well. I was very pleased that he came on to inform people about health fraud.
G'day, Peter. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks.
No, we're delighted you're able to join us once again and talk about fraud. That's a big, nasty word, isn't it? Fraud.
Well, it is a nasty word, but when you actually look out there at what a lot of people are trying to sell is the wellness revolution, as you mentioned before, it simply is fraud. People are offering things which have no possibility of having any value at all.
Wow. None whatsoever, eh? And nothing is cheap, I noticed, in these lines, is it?
Oh, no, of course not.
No.
Yeah, but when you have people that offer nothing except water and say that it will cure things or prevent diseases, and they know it won't.
Homeopathy. Barks, rescue remedies.
Homeopathy. But I thought rescue remedy had a bit of grog in it, didn't it?
Yeah, Barks rescue remedy, that's brandy with flowers in it. It does have a value, if you drink enough of it, of course.
If it's about $12 or $13, I think I'd rather have a hip flask with black label Johnny Walker in it.
Oh, it's an expensive way to buy brandy.
Yeah. Now, what about some of these products you say that are essentially water? And we don't want to get sued here, but generally, are there a lot of things that are just, you know, coloured water? And
oh, well, coloured water, and not just coloured water, but other products as well. I was recently challenged by a homeopath who said that I wasn't prepared to put my money where my mouth is and test the stuff. And I replied, well, how about he put his money where my mouth is and send me something to test? And what he sent me was a packet of 200C Belladonna tablets. They're actually called pills. They're tiny little pills. I'll explain where he got them from in a moment. And he told me that what I was supposed to do was put one of these under my tongue every hour for 12 hours, and then I'd see the effect. He didn't tell me what the effect was. I wrote back and said, well, I'm planning to take a whole handful of them in front of a big audience of people to see whether I die of an overdose. And and he said, wrote back to me and said, that was wrong. I was supposed to take one per hour for 12 hours, then I'd see the effect. So I tried it both ways. I had a big attempt at suicide with Belladonna in front of a bunch of people. And then I did take one per hour for 12 hours. And the effect I got was no effect whatsoever. Now, I'm not surprised, because what these things actually are, they're tiny little white sugar pills. Now, I don't know how much they sell them for, but you can buy them for about $5 a kilogram in Woolworths, and they're called hundreds and thousands.
You're kidding.
No.
Now, you said it was 200C. Well, normally I quote one drop in a swimming pool. I'd say 200C is a lot less than that. One drop in the whole oceans of the planet.
It's better than that. A dilution of 200C, expressed as a decimal, has 400 zeros to the right of the decimal place before you get to the one. If there was one atom in the entire universe we live in, it would only be 80 zeros to the right of the decimal place.
Right, so good old homeopathy, eh?
We're talking absolute absurdity. But not only is this a medical fraud, these people are selling the stuff you sprinkle on top of cakes, buying it in bulk, presumably for only a couple of dollars a kilogram from a wholesaler, packaging it up with a teaspoonful in a bottle and flogging it off to people and saying it'll cure things. There is no way it can be called anything other than fraud.
What's it supposed to cure?
You wouldn't tell me what it's supposed to cure.
Oh.
But the way homeopathy is supposed to work, the things you take are supposed to treat the symptoms you've got. Now, belladonna, or deadly nightshade, kills you. So I presume these are actually a cure for death. But I don't really know. He wouldn't say, he just said, take them, you'll get the effect. Well, I didn't.
No.
I think, didn't you guys try to commit suicide with homeopathic sleeping pills?
Oh, I've done it a couple of times. Yes, these are not so much sleeping pills. They don't call them sleeping pills. These are available in your local pharmacist. They're called insomnia sleep and insomnia relief tablets.
About $17.
Yeah, they're about $16 for a packet. About four times the price that you'd pay for, say, paracetamol tablets in the same chemist. These things contain the same ingredient twice. That is, they contain coffee, 4C, which means 8 zeros, and coffee, 30C, which has 6 zeros, both in the same tablet. I contacted the people and said, how can you have two concentrations concentrations of the same chemical in the same thing. And they wrote back to me and said, I didn't understand how homeopathy worked.
And you obviously haven't got it yet, have you?
No. But the other thing they said to me was, I also asked them, because on their website for this company, a very well, very reputable company, they said that they were in constant communication with the Therapeutic Goods Administration and totally supported the way that TGA administered and regulated drugs and medicines in Australia.
That's right. There are 65,000 products on the, what they call the ARTG.
But it gets better than that.
Yeah.
I asked the person, why then did this particular product not have the Austell or Austar registration number on it? And the reply was, basically, he didn't have to use his exact words, but what he said was, well, seeing it doesn't do anything, we don't have to have it registered.
Well, I suppose that's a good... If only they put that on the label, though.
He used different words.
Yeah.
He said, the type of effect you get from it is not the sort that the 2GA needs to have. That's basically what he said.
I wonder if you could bring out a product called Bugger All, you know, and sell that in a pharmacy, and you could say to the pharmacist, well, what does it do? They'd say, well, Bugger All, it probably sells.
May do Bugger All. Yeah, the
these things would be, they wouldn't be a problem if they didn't pretend to treat serious diseases. And that's my concern.
Yeah, yeah.
If voluntary taxation, if people want to go and buy lottery tickets when they know that they're not going to win, that's one thing. If you want to buy this because it makes you feel good, that's okay. But there was a seminar in Sydney this week, and one of the speakers was talking about how you use homeopathy in place of vaccines.
Mm.
Now, this is criminal.
Well, the malaria, you've heard that there's a number of people have gone to Africa from England and New Zealand have caught malaria because they relied on a homeopathic vaccine. What really upsets me is the mother and baby fairs where they tell the mothers that they are vaccinating their children with this homeopathic vaccination and there's nothing in it. And the mothers think that the babies are being protected from...
When you say there's nothing in it?
Nothing in it. You get sugar pills, nothing, absolutely nothing. If you put it with a we have a friend Steve who we interviewed here. He was prepared to do a chemical analysis to identify how many molecules were in the substance, and he said there's none. So it's diluted to zero.
I don't even believe they do the dilution. They were selling in a 200C requires 800 manufacturing steps. But a few years ago, they were selling a homeopathic vaccine against meningococcal disease.
Ah, it's terrible, isn't it?
And the 2GA actually managed to get in and get, well, might have been the ACCC, managed to get them shut down. Now, I pointed out that for every little 25 millilitre bottle of this stuff, produced 495 litres of wastewater.
Wow.
Had they actually been manufacturing them to what they had said on the label, to produce a year's supply, equivalent to a year's supply of... vaccination for the disease in Australia would have required more than 70% of the water used to produce all the Coca-Cola consumed in Australia in a year.
The other thing too is the air we breathe is full of water molecules, and I was down at a debate in Adelaide and it's very salty water down there. And I said the air you're breathing, and they reckon salt, homeopathic salt, cures stress, and I said everybody in Adelaide should be totally stress free because they're breathing in the remedy.
Well, anybody that lives near the ocean where there's waves.
Mm, that's true.
And that's why it's so healthy to live on the because you're getting the homeopathic salt coming into the air.
Well, it's really sad. I went to telephone a gentleman in Ascot, I won't give his name, to find out what it cost to go to a homeopath. He was a homeopath in Ascot. I got his wife, and she said she was very sorry he had died about 4 months earlier of cancer. And I said, did he go orthodox? She said, oh, no, he used homeopathy to cure himself and he just wasn't successful. And I just felt so sad, because that's the problem, is when they start to take on the major illnesses,
mind you, it's fair to say that he may have gone in another direction and died as well.
That's true.
We can't prove that, no.
But taking nothing is not really the choice, and that does upset quite a number of the professors, because some people could have been saved, and they weren't.
Yeah. Peter Bowditch is our guest. He's also a best-selling author, a trained psychologist, and someone who's passionate, obviously, about exposing health fraud, and currently executive officer of the Australian Council Against Health Fraud. I saw something in the pharmacy today, and it said for migraines, it looked like a lipstick thing. And I think you rub it across your forehead or something.
That's an aromatherapy thing.
Oh, gosh.
Is that a new one? Is that?
I've seen it. I think what it is, the idea is that it smells good, and you rub it on your forehead, and it makes you feel calm. It's quite possible that could have an effect. I get migraine myself, and I know that if I can be forced to relax, I can make it. I can actually control it without a lot of drugs. And so maybe that there might be some value in that, but all it's essentially a placebo effect. You go through the motions. It's like, you know, you smell the nice smell, you feel a bit calmer. Your headache might go away.
There's a show on Monday called It's Good For You, and they tested a bunch of these things, and it didn't work at all.
This is a new product, is it? I thought I hadn't seen it before. A relatively new product.
Yeah, it hasn't been around for a while.
So overall, as we're getting a bit closer to the news now, people with, and I notice you've just been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, is that correct?
I was last year, yes.
Yeah, it was last year. How did you get to solve your problem?
I went and talked to a doctor.
Yeah.
Rural doctor.
Yeah.
I took their advice on diet and exercise. Basically what they said was, not in so many words, eat and exercise the way everybody should eat and exercise. I test my blood sugar regularly, and by you doing that, I can see how various foods affect me. So it's not just a matter of testing and then going to the doctor every 3 months and saying, here's what I've been testing. I can look at it and say, well, if I eat that sort of food, it will push my blood sugar up. If I eat this sort of food, maybe I don't have the effect. So a combination of trying to keep track of how my body responds to food, how my body responds to exercise, and doing the food and exercise has brought me down. I'm actually, my what's called A1C, which is a measure of how your body has been processing glucose, has dropped significantly over the 6 months. I've lost 14 kilograms for the first time in my life. A medical practitioner told me that I should go and put some weight on.
That's right, you're not a big person anyway. I don't remember you being overweight.
No, well, that's it. I never was enormously overweight. I had a spare tyre from the insurance.
Love handle.
That's right, love handle. I bust off my wife whether she misses those. She does. But I wasn't grossly overweight, as some people are. And it was interesting that the dietitian said that she felt that I had, in fact, lost too much. And what I should do is try and put a couple of kilos back on.
And did the doctor put you on any sort of medication?
Yes, I take medicine called metformin, which is the standard treatment for type 2 diabetes.
Mm.
It's also, interestingly, I keep pointing this out because the alternative medicine people always love to say that you can't sell anything that's not under... A drug company won't touch anything that's not patented. And all prescription medicines are deadly and deadly dangerous. I point out, people have actually tried to kill themselves with metformin. And somebody took 80,000% of the regular dose and it didn't do anything at all.
Mm.
It's probably the safest thing you could take. If you took if you took two packets of paracetamol, which you can buy over the counter at your local supermarket, they can kill you. The other thing is, the only side effect that's ever been seen in any clinical trial is a reduction in heart attack. So it's a really good thing. But also, there's no patent on it. My doctor didn't say this brand. My doctor wrote on the prescription the chemical name. The pharmacist said, do you want the cheapest one available? But that's the only thing I take, and I'm still on the lowest dose.
Now what about, as you've sort of come full circle, and I think we know the answer to this one, but overall, lots of things that people are taking, whatever it might be, whether it's fraudulent or whether it's prescription drugs, what's your idea of the ideal life for a long and healthy life without pretty well taking anything?
Oh, I think it's watch what you eat. I essentially reduced the quantity without changing the balance of it very much. I think most people actually eat too much. That's one of the reasons we've got this supposed obesity epidemic. People probably eat a bit too much fat. Exercise more. None of us exercise enough these days. Park the car one street further away when you have to go somewhere. They're the general things that we've always been told ever since we were kids.
And have to get the glass of red wine.
And the glass of red wine.
Well, here's cheers to you. It's a delight to talk to you again. We'll talk again soon, Peter.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks a lot. Peter Bowditch and Loretta Marin. We'll see you next week.
Yes, you will.
Jelly Bean Good News.